The Connecticut Secretary of the State will help voters who sent in absentee ballots without a signature. Republicans say that's not fair to all voters. WSHU's Eba Udama explains.
Local elected officials in some Connecticut towns began opening absentee ballots 4 days before Election Day. Democratic Secretary of the State Denise Merrill issued guidance to the officials, saying voters who didn't sign the inner envelopes should be notified that their ballot is invalid. She says that would give them an opportunity to vote in person at the polls. Len Fasano is the Senate Republican leader. He says that would be unfair to some voters.
We're not being fair to every voter because some towns are going to have the opportunity of telling their people to go correct it. In other towns, we're going to say, sorry, you lost out.
Merrill's counselor, Gabe Rosenberg, says not many people would be affected.
Not a large number of voters don't sign the inner envelope. And we have also done a historic outreach to voters this year to make sure that every voter was aware of the process.
The actual counting of the absentee ballots won't happen until Tuesday. More than 500,000 Connecticut voters have sent in absentee ballots because of the pandemic. Ebong Udama, WSH News.